A new study shows biofuels boost agricultural productivity. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action released a new report by S&P Global Energy that shows how biofuels boost agricultural productivity. Chip Bowling, the vice chair of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, talked about why the report is so important.
So over the next 25 years, global populations are expected to grow at a slowing rate. Demand for staple foods and traditional fuels is projected to stabilize or decline. Yet at the same time, modern farming practices will make every acre of cropland more productive. Without those new markets, supply will outpace demand, a trend that is already impacting farmers. And just last year, U.S. experienced another record-breaking harvest. I know that on my farm, I had the best crops I ever had. Again, extending the largest ever surplus of grains and oilseeds. Meanwhile, my input costs are too high, commodity prices are too low, and that is not sustainable for investment. But biofuels represent a uniquely powerful solution, one that can create a long-term, market-driven demand that rewards farmers for modern practices while revitalizing rural economies. But to get there, we need to expand markets for biofuels. And the S&P Global Survey report offers a data-driven roadmap for U.S. farmers like me to supply a growing share of the 940 billion gallon global liquid fuel market, including marine and aviation fuels.
Bowling talked about the future of agriculture if the U.S. can successfully open new markets for biofuels.
According to the latest U.S. Census data, the farm sector lost 209,000 farms and 58 million acres from 2002 to 2022. Biofuels can help reverse that trend, restoring long-term profitability to American farmers and unlocking investment in rural communities. In the U.S. alone, strong biofuel demand would drive investment in yield-enhancing technologies, including advanced seeds, precision agriculture, and regenerative practices. S&P Global Energy projects that the U.S. corn yields could grow at approximately 1.6% annually through 2050, enabling nearly 50% more production without expanding acreage.
If the U.S. does expand biofuel production, what will that do to the food supply?
The data shows that stronger biofuel markets help strengthen food security. In part, that's because new demand provides the incentive to maintain farmland and equipment. But biofuel expansion also increases the availability of dry distiller grains and soybean meal, supporting livestock production and moderating both feed and food costs. In fact, when we look out to 2050, a high-growth scenario for biofuels would simultaneously increase food and feed supplies by 45% compared to baseline scenarios. The reverse is also true. Without new demand, U.S. corn growers could cultivate roughly 31% fewer acres by 2050, and that's the equivalent to halting production on land mass the size of North Carolina. That would be devastating to the economy, but it'd also make us more vulnerable to supply shocks and famine.
Bowling talked about where to find more information.
Go to fuelingagriculture.com for more information or contact U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. We put the full report online along with fact sheets, charts, and other essential reading for farm advocates.
Again, that's Chip Bowling of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.